أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون صدق الله العظيم. According to some Ahlus Sira ulama of the biography of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say it was in the 5th year of the Hijrah, and others have stated the 6th year of the Hijrah, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had heard that the people of the tribe of Banu Mustaliq is going to march on to Madinah Munawwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a few sahaba march on to the people of Banu Mustaliq, and at a well that was in the vicinity known as Muraysi'a, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced the people of Banu Mustaliq, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him and sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in victory. This battle is known as the Battle of Mustaliq or the Battle of Muraysi'a. At this well of Muraysi'a, an incident had taken place where there was a little quarrel that had begun between a Muhajir Sahabi, a Sahabi of Makkah Mukarramah, and an Ansari Sahabi, one from Medina Munawwara. And each one began to call upon the people. So the Muhajirin had come to the assistance of the Muhajir, the Ansar had come to the assistance of the Ansari Sahabi, and this news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and hence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam intervened. Now, whilst this was going on, in this battle of Mustaliq, many a munafiq had also participated, not because they had much feeling for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam or the Sahaba, but they had anticipated that there would be a victory and there would be booty, and so they had joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the leader of the munafiqin, he stood up and he began to say to the Ansari, the people of Medina, that these are the people that had come from outside, from Makkah. You had fed them, you had fattened them, and now you see what has happened, that they are now taking advantage. So what we should do, and what I would do, is you should get rid of them from Medina Munawwara, and as soon as we get back, then that person or those people who are honored will remove those people who are disgraced or mean. Now who he was referring to and what he was saying is they themselves were honored. And wa na'udhu billah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba were disgraced, and hence we will get rid of these disgraced or mean people. One Sahabi, Zaid bin Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, hears this from Abdullah bin Ubay, and he was a very young Sahabi. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he reports this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquires from Abdullah bin Ubay, and Abdullah bin Ubay obviously denies that he had said such a thing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Zaid, "Zaid, perhaps you heard wrong, maybe an incorrect perception, etc." Hazrat Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "No, ya Rasulullah, certainly this is what had happened." So Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was being confronted by some of the other Sahaba also on the one hand. On the other hand, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes into his full enthusiasm And he says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this is the case, let me sort the matter out that this Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul should be beheaded. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that people will say that we are killing our own people because nobody knows the concept of nifaq on the outside of Islam. On the other hand, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu began now to keep away from people because he was being questioned and taunted by the people. And then Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whilst I used to keep away from people, I used to very closely watch Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, unusually, after these incidents, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaves at a very unusual time from this people of the Banu Mustaliq. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam rides, and he rides also very unusually for a long period of time in anticipation that Sahaba would become tired, which they did. And then when they go off to sleep, they will begin to forget these incidences. And then Hazrat Zayd says, I saw the effects of the wahi come down upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His forehead was filled with perspiration, and even Qaswa, the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, could feel this pressure of the wahi come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam called me, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, Zayd, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed that you have spoken the truth, and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul has lied to me that he denied having said these words. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the surah, so it will be quite obvious that this surah is a Madani surah. It was revealed after the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in either the 5th or the 6th year of the hijrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the words are very general in the surah. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. Remember the time when the munafiqeen had come to you. قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. They said that we bear witness that certainly you are the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ. It doesn't matter what they bear witness to. The truth of the matter is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself knows that certainly you are the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqeena lakathibun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bears testimony to the fact that the munafiqeen are the kathibun. They are the liars, that they had lied. Ittakhadu aymanahum junnatan. They take the iman, they take the qasams, the oaths, as the junnah, as the shield. And in doing so, fasaddu an sabilillah, they cover themselves with the shield of taking oaths in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in anticipation that he would believe them, the believers would believe them. But the truth of the matter is this, that they stop others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not want anyone to embrace this deen of Allah. Whoever shows any inclination or interest towards accepting iman and Islam, they stop those people. Innahum sa'a ma kanu ya'malun. Evil is what they are doing insofar as their deeds are concerned. Why all this? Dhalika bi annahum amanu. That is because they had brought iman, thumma kafaru, then they disbelieved. The iman that they had brought was insofar as the testimony, the false testimony of saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. But iman had never entered their hearts, so they disbelieved. Fatubi'a ala qulubihim fahum la yafqahun. Then upon their hearts a seal was placed. In other words, now no truth will enter their hearts. And this is as a consequence of the ills that they had thought that they were amusing themselves and playing with Allah. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now their hearts had become sealed. فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And hence, they will not be able to understand anything insofar as the wahi of Allah is concerned, insofar as the concept of iman and tawheed is concerned, or insofar as the akhirat is concerned. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this entire surah with regards to these issues and the matters of the munafiqeen. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.